Here we go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Have it delivered to your door or pick it up at your favorite store. No matter which way you like it, always shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as a busted bracket.
What?
My bracket exploded for the NCAA, AAA, quadruple A games like the first series in.
Is that what you call your member?
Yeah, I had GCU winning it all.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Before it busted, man. Did it pre-bust?
You didn't have GCU in the NIT, not in tournament.
I was watching the NCAA games on this. I mean, the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm just in the college basketball. Couldn't tell you a player that's not on the GCU team. Couldn't tell you half the players on the GCU team.
You can say a player not on the GCU team.
Let me see.
My heart is in
Josh Perkins.
Yeah, that's him.
A point guard for Gonzaga. You know why I like Gonzaga?
Why?
Because people like to say, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
By the way, breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking, they're in the Elite Eight. Boom, smack and mecha, boom.
Wow.
But there was a problem while I was watching the NCAA tournament over the week, the last week.
What's that?
It kept getting preempted by that stupid Mueller report, breaking news whenever it feels like breaking thing.
Mm. Don't you hate when that happens?
What?
There's nothing worse than watching a show and being preempted by news. Isn't that why we have a 24-hour news segment?
Yeah.
I mean, the news was useless. It said nothing.
Literally, it just said, he has turned in his report.
Literally. And the report, DA, had words.
Did it?
What?
It had words.
What kind of words?
Words in English.
In Spanish?
Sorry, sí, señor.
I heard he had to double space it.
So sacito, señor.
I would say avocados.
But it was the news was preempting the show. I would hate for something like that to happen on this show.
I would too. That would be so annoying.
Yeah. That would really suck. So, D-Tay, did you watch any of the NCAA?
Yeah, I did hear the Jay Mormont.
Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking news. Oh. This just in from the breaking news headquarters of Breaking News in Quahog, Virginia. A body was found outside of a morgue in downtown Quahog. Many bystanders with camera phones captured the alleged murder, but no one saw anything. So, D-Tay, did you watch the NCAA?
Yeah, I saw this guy come up, and his name was Zion Williamson.
Zion Williamson,
is that his name?
Everybody talking about how good he is. Okay. Everybody talking about how good he is. He's a beast.
I heard the Duke went like number two overall.
He went number two overall? Number two.
Oh, Zion, that's the dude that pre-exploded out of his shoes.
Yeah.
And
then I heard, I like him.
This just in from the Breaking News Desk at BreakingNewsDesk.org. A full report detailing the murder in Quahog, Virginia is currently being typed.
Wow. So apparently there's a murder in Quahog, Virginia no one knows about. But back to basketball.
Yeah, basketball. Oh, man, the tournament. Jesus. So
then I heard the ASU beat St. John's. All right, and then they had to go and play some other team. Was it? No, I'm sorry. Again?
Yeah. This just in from the news desk of Breaking News in Alabaster Box, Utah. They have received reports of a murder in downtown Quahog, Virginia. An intern for the Breaking News headquarters is currently faxing a request for more details about the murder. He's using a fax machine because he exceeded the password attempts to get back into his email.
Wow, that was very descriptive about his email lockdown.
Very descriptive.
But yeah, ASU lost in the first round. Go figure.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. That was sad for them.
I will at least say this. At least they made the tournament.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
You are right. You and the women. The women are still in it, though.
Oh, the women are still in it.
Yeah.
You are right. What is going on here?
A lot of breaking news.
This just in from the news desk of Breaking News in Alabaster Box, Utah. The intern is now contacting tech support, and he is currently experiencing a longer than normal wait time.
This is why I make my passwords. Password 123.
I do too. Password 123.
See, I go password 432.
Throw those Russian hackers off.
Collusion. No collusion.
Oh, yeah.
No exonerated.
There's no
exonerated.
Actually, it wasn't a full exoneration.
Oh, no. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Unless
you
read that full report. Oh, we won't know.
This just in, from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News News Desk, an affiliate of News That Breaks Incorporated. The full report detailing the murder at Quahog has been received.
Oh.
Unfortunately, page 3 got jammed in the printer, so the report is incomplete. Tech support for the printer has been called.
Oh.
Man, I'm telling you, them NCAA games.
Those were some great games.
Great games. Whew. I saw one dude literally raise his draft stock. He was projected to go number 4.
Ja Rule Morant.
Exactly. Rule Morant, a.k.a. known as Ja Mormont of Bear Island.
Oh, yeah. He's fiery.
Bro, I'm telling you, winter does not know what it's in for.
No, it doesn't.
This dude is so hot.
This just in from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News News Desk, an affiliate of News That Breaks Incorporated. The printer malfunctioned, resulting in an incomplete report of the murder in Quahog, Virginia, prompted a call to tech support. An intern here is also experiencing a longer than normal wait time, as previously reported by our sister company in Alabaster Box, Utah. However, our intern was aware of the possible wait time, called from his cell phone, and is currently driving his 1996 Ford Taurus to the tech support office for possible faster service.
Ford Tauruses are really reliable.
Yeah, they're almost as reliable as a Zion Williamson or,
There's a lot of press about Zion.
Yeah, him and Cam Reddish.
Cam Reddish? Who's the other boy? There's another one on there. Cam Reddish?
Cam Reddish. Actually,
he also goes by Cam Sauerkraut.
Yeah. They make a good team. I don't know if them boys can knock out UNC in the finals, though.
They split the season, didn't they?
That's what I'm saying.
This just in from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News News Desk, an affiliate of News That Breaks Incorporated, a subsidiary company of Headquartering News Breaking Corporation, has released a report stating a new policy has been enacted preventing interns from driving 1996 Ford Tauruses in the event of longer than normal tech hold times.
Wow.
Against policy there. That boy from the burrito guy.
RJ Barrett?
From UCF that almost beat Duke. Taco Fell.
Taco Fell.
And
they got them fire fries.
Well, so he gets to pick his name, and he loved Taco Bell so much, but didn't want to go by Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Fell. I know Taco Fell. Them Taco Fells down.
If you eat too many tacos, you gonna fall.
I like
Taco Stand.
Taco Stands are the best.
Exactly.
Like, you know why? Because they stand for anything.
Exactly. It's like a sativa.
Ha This just in from the Breaking News headquarter of Breaking News, the news desk, an affiliate of News That Breaks Incorporated, a subsidiary company of Headquartering News Breaking Corporation, funded in 2006. Reports allege that the report detailing the murder in Quahog, Virginia, had several details that were redacted by the Quahog Mounted Police. However, our sister company in Alabaster Box, Utah, says they have been told by an unnamed source that the full report of the Quahog murder will be released in a few months.
2006.
So in front of the morgue.
Huh?
In front of the morgue.
In front of the morgue.
That breaking news, boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
I tell you.
It just keeps flying
RJ Barrett was the guy you were looking for. He's the other
RJ Barrett.
What team does he play on, RJ Barrett?
I believe he plays on Duke.
This just in from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News, News Desk, an affiliate of News That Breaks Incorporated, a subsidiary company of Headquartering News Breaking Corporation, founded in 2006 by Alice Mangrove, has reported that the intern driving the 1996 Ford Taurus to the tech support offices has died.
Oh,
oh no. No.
A sad turn of events.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Taco Crawl.
Oh, that was horrible.
You know, I was just saying how reliable those cars are.
I know.
That's why they put that policy in place. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous what's going on.
You guys know I had to piss, like, really bad.
Nobody knew you were here. Hi, little dude.
Walking up the stairs.
Oh, yeah, you were.
It had to pee so bad.
This just in from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News in Quahog, Virginia. The Quahog, Virginia News has severed their ties with the Headquartering News Breaking Corporation, founded in 2006 by Alice Mangrove, over false reports that their Quahog Mounted Police redacted pertinent details about the murder in Quahog.
Wow, that's a huge breakup.
That's a big one.
That's big. That's almost.
You have to pee?
What does it mean when you got like a bump on your left testicle and it's like growing
cancer.
Bigger than the other one?
Oh, yeah, good cancer. Lord. This just in from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News, News Desk, an affiliate of the News That Breaks Incorporated, a subsidiary company of Headquartering News Breaking Corporation, founded in 2006 by Alice Mangrove with an initial investment of $1,400. issues a statement that the head officials are sad to see the Quahog, Virginia News part from their company.
Wow. Cancer, little D. You have cancer.
You have cancer.
Think it's cancer?
That's cancer.
Yeah, that's cancer.
What if I put like a ice pack?
It sounds like, oh.
Try Windex.
This just in from the Breaking News headquarters of Breaking News in Quahog, Virginia. Thanks, it's been great.
Did you just ask, can you cold compress cancer?
Can you?
No.
Yeah, put a little Windex on it.
What if it was that easy?
Then my grandma would have had cancer.
Aw, dang.
Aw, breaking news, start the show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's been a long time since them days. Hi, I'm Buckwheat. Remember me? And I have compiled for you and your listening pleasure some of my favorite songs. It's all here on this unspectacular offer. Buckwheat sings. Take a whistle. Aunt Tice, three times I made it.
Yes, they're all here.
Looking for nub in all the wrong places. Looking for nub.
Once Buckwheat sings a song, it's eternally his.
It died.
Yes, but Presley, the man who sold more records than Elvis or the Beatles in Kenya. And if you order now, you'll get Buckwheat's tribute to Alfalfa. Today, send $49.95 for the full volume to Bowie by Purdy Free. New North, New North.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Oh, we're back. Hi. A few technical problems there, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Yeah, I'm. There we go. All right, there we go. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Of course, our
this one?
All right, Lil D distracted me because what does he do when he comes in? He needs help with something.
What does he do?
Hey, brother, you're sitting there running the show. I understand you're trying to run the show right now, but I got 25 questions that I need you to answer.
God, do it when
because
I come
that's
through.
Just what he does because he cares about nobody else but me. Did you see how I just completely blamed everything that just happened on Lil D?
Of course.
I did that.
It just seems right.
It just
even if it's not, right?
You're the reason there's a hole in the ozone layer.
True.
All right.
Am I the reason why I can't hear my head? I ain't got no sound on my headphones?
You ain't never got no sound in your headphones. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best and the most wonderful and most gracious and generous Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by D-Tay Daniel Taylor.
I saw Doug.
Doug the D-A Andrew. And my little brother, DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the number one way we power this show. And I'm talking about Amazon. And this week we are featuring the Amazon 4K Fire TV streaming media player. And yes, you can get this show on the Fire TV streaming players. And especially for our Fatnatics, through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, you can save 20% off a new 4K Fire TV streaming player when you trade in your old Fire TV stick. That's exactly what I did. I had the old Fire TV stick. Told you guys about it a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love my new 4K Fire TV stick. I love it. And when I sent back my old one, I sent it back for free with the instructions provided by Amazon. And of course, I did it all through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Take advantage of this limited time offer today, and remember, if you want it, you can get it at Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and we thank you so much for doing so. Hell, the gang's all here. Little D is sitting over there playing arts and crafts and eating his glue.
He's focused.
And he is, and I am really frustrated at the opening of the, not just frustrated at the opening of the show, D.A., frustrated at Sprinter. I am frustrated at Sprinter. Do you know what Sprinter is?
I have no clue what Sprinter
is. It's a band.
Sprinter is Arizona's own made up season. Because we don't get spring and we don't have anything that goes between winter and summer.
Nope.
So we call it Sprunter.
We get allergy season.
And that's what Sprinter is. Sprinter is a combination of spring and pre-summer. It don't make no sense that my air conditioning unit is already on. It's just March.
Are you already sweating under your titties?
Okay, I forgot to tell you. That's a dump word.
What?
Yes.
Ooh, that means you got to go wear a pamper.
Nah, we're past that.
No, we're not. It's still alive and well, and I just may want to see in a diaper. Anyway, the combination between Sprinter, dude. The fact that the bugs are out in full force.
I mean, at least you have AC.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I have a swamp cooler, and my complex still hasn't removed that thing they put on top.
Yeah.
So I cannot use my swamp cooler.
Okay, but let me point this out to you. Also, one swamp cooler Taylor.
Okay. Where the hell you live at? Swamp Coolers.
The fact that you have a Swamp Cooler.
Yeah.
I have
an old ass place.
I have a $300 electricity bill. How much your electricity bill? Mm. Exactly.
I don't know, because I don't pay utilities.
Don't pay you.
Wow. Must be nice.
He don't pay the utes, folks.
The utes?
No, I don't pay the utes.
You don't pay, but I got to pay the utes. And now, because it's Sprinter, I'm chasing the bugs. D.A., I was out in my backyard, mowing the backyard. Yes, I mow my own backyard.
Hey, that. Hey, you're down to earth, man.
And the
yeah, literally.
and I'm going to point out the fact that the grass was up to my waist, but hey, nevertheless, I mowed the backyard.
The backyard is what he called his butt. Mm-hmm. that's the hair on his butt. He got to mow with those shavers.
No, it was.
Well, of course he could do it himself. That makes sense. He would go like for a professional.
He's lying because he doesn't even do it himself. He has a guy named Jesus do it.
No,
he calls him Jesus, but his real name is Jesus. He got him at the Home Depot for $5.
Thank you, Jesus. Wait a minute, you're telling me that God that helps me shave my butt, his name ain't Jesus? Because this is the sound I hear every time he comes out of the little shed I let him live in.
He's your Mexican dermatologist.
Does he got a rock in front of it that you got to push, and you push it back to let it go, and like 3 days and three nights you go in there, he's gone?
Mm.
Were you there?
No, I heard a story.
You saw the video,
yeah,
the playback.
I got a ring put onto his door.
I got
the ring doorbell on his rock.
Hey, maybe Jesus had the ring doorbell back in the day, and when he saw that them army men was coming, D.A.,
oh, I'm gone.
He got the hell up out of there.
He's like, not again.
Because he's like, y'all not finna bury me in that horrible grave site y'all got on the side of a King Tut.
I got an idea. Wouldn't it be cool with the ring doorbells that you could stick those on like windows, like dorms or something, where like people, ladies, where they have like the window, you can stick them like up high, and then you could just watch them when they unclose.
Okay,
and,
yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, that's very illegal.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
I wasn't.
Idea.
How we go from me having Jesus as a servant
to rape
to him. Voyeurism means some unsuspected woman.
Well, I have an idea.
Oh.
Could I take a camera and put it in the showers of female co-ed dorm room?
Female co-ed dorm room.
Uh-huh. Female co-ed dorm room.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm little D and I like men too.
No, I do not. Disclaimer.
And if we did that, we could see all the women's chest testicles.
Because I'm not gay no more. I love women.
Women. I'm safe.
How come you got to put out that disclaimer about no, I don't like men, and you went on my show about a month ago and just said, well, damn, Corey damn near bi anyway.
Well, see,
you can say that about
line.
Me, but you got to defend yourself.
I have to. Word gets around fast around here in these streets.
On Twitter.
Oh, tell me about it. Some people would blow up your spot on false accusations about having sex with the listeners.
Yeah, false accusations of WMD.
Speaking of these streets, I got a bone to pick with you fellas on the show.
Oh,
specifically D.T.
Whoa.
Specifically D.T.
All right.
Where does that phrase bone to pick come from? Like, who's picking bones?
That's true.
Grave robbers.
Black people.
Black Jesus.
Yeah. Actually, it comes from black people because they eat so much chicken, they got to pick out the bones from their teeth. They got bones to pick.
What's your bone?
Hey!
All right, what's your bone?
Hit that one more time.
Don't
ask that.
Would you please pick your bone and don't distract him?
About a month ago, I asked you, what's better, Five Guys or In-N-Out?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He did tell me the fries were good. The fries were good.
From where?
For Five Guys. Their fries are good. The burger, but the fries were good.
Mm-hmm.
What he did not tell me was I was going to still be making payments on what I ordered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break. Take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, we'll try to get Little D's French fry order refinanced. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this, I promise.
The low rider is a little higher.
Look at yourself. Take a long look. I used to be just like you. I'd open my phone, download this show, sit in a corner, and listen, like, and laugh. Yeah, I was you once. Until that faithful day, my life changed, and I said, enough is enough. I started listening to Fat Guy Radio Show with friends. On Thursday nights, we'd all gather together around the interwebs, pull up Fat Guy Radio Show, and chortle with our tongues out. Of course the show is funny when you listen alone, but when you have your buddies around, the show gets even better. It's also a great way to spread the word about the show. So spread the word! Invite a friend, co-worker, family member, or neighbor to listen or stream Fat Guy Radio Show. There's no advertising budget to get the word out, silly. It's gonna take you and me. So do it. Don't be a funny monger and listen alone. Share the funny, cause you gotta have friends.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I'm talking about it, I was there just the other day. Target.
Oh, yeah.
Target, free two-day shipping for hundreds of thousands of items on orders of $35 or more, or free same-day in-store pickup from any Target, plus free and easy returns. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com. I was just literally at Target 2-3 days ago.
Me too.
I had to get some new re-ups of the, what happened to the bed music?
Oh, I didn't know you were still, that's my fault. I didn't know you were still talking about it.
I had to go to get some new air freshener. You know, the Airwick air freshener?
Oh, well, you said re-ups. I thought you were talking about, because I had to get some re-ups too, but it wasn't no air freshener.
Not that time of re-up. No, but it was really cool, because they have the one lavender chamomile smell that I love in my house.
Do you have the one that it's like the auto one every 15 minutes?
I have it set on every 36 minutes.
36. Interesting.
I went by your house yesterday to drop off those packages you asked me for. I noticed you had one outside your door. What was that about?
Oh, was that for bugs? I picked that up. That was for bugs. Okay. That was for the bugs, because you know, like, when you come over, you like to leave the door open and linger.
True, true.
In the doorway, I'm air conditioning the city.
That's the kids that do that, not me.
Yeah, because you got a little itty bitty knees take 25 minutes to come through. She's the smallest thing in the city, taking forever to come out through the door. I don't know what's happening. Oh. What was that? What's happening?
It's echoing. Someone needs to mute that.
That's what's echoing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that's me. I will do it.
You get on the wrong person, DT.
I don't know.
I know. He always try to go hard on me.
DT was thinking so. I mean, that was not.
Give you
subtle. He was going gay.
He was giving you that. I was too curious.
Hey, fellas.
Well, I don't have the monitor on right here, so I can't see what's going on up there.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing echoes everywhere. So, what the hell is going on?
And the Target commercial's over. You can stop the bed.
What the cop?
He scared me.
Oh, now
there's so much stuff going on in here. It's kind of creepy.
I'm going home.
Can we go home?
I'm going home.
Can we go?
I can see this happening in October, like Halloween.
It's literally flickering. And I just watch us, so it's creepy. If I see myself walk up the steps, I'm going to cry.
Oh, my gosh. I don't
what the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
This is too much. This is too much.
And we got a new sponsor.
Which is okay. Let's
Hello, sponsor.
Let's pull the curtain back. We might as well go ahead and pull the curtain back. Okay, so Facebook is taking a crap on us.
Yes.
Yep. Well, we're off of Facebook right now.
Officially.
You can always watch the replay, of course, which you're probably doing right now. The new sponsor that little D just mentioned,
yeah,
which is what's sitting in front of DA that no one can see on camera,
yeah.
I didn't load the commercial into this replay system, so we had to dig out the drive for me to find the information for the replay system. Then when we shut down Facebook, Facebook started causing an echo on our monitor computer, which we normally don't get when Facebook is working perfectly, which caused D-Tay to pretty much land a 747 of a signal to tell us that the monitor was reverbing, then the lights go out.
It was a 737 8 Max, by the way.
737 8 Max, and then DA, we were talking about Little D before we went to commercial. Then when we come back, now DA wants to start talking about the new Kenan and Peele movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the story I was given.
I forgot about everything because DTA was gangbanging on me. He was just throwing gang signs.
Hey, my bad.
Everything that bad that happens, it's me.
It is. Thank God we got you. It used to be me, so I feel good.
Landing an 8 Max.
And he was pointing at this massive monitor, and I'm like,
what?
Wait,
what?
What? What are you pointing at?
So I didn't know no one was looking at me.
So we all saw you. We all saw you. Facebook saw for David saw you.
So for our new sponsor, welcome. Jesus,
this is
man.
What you get.
So why do you have a bone? You didn't enjoy the fries or what? No. They were just way too expensive. No. What happened? Because you pulled black and poe?
No, the fries. Actually, I'm not as poor as I used to be, but I am still black. I just checked.
I got blacker.
Yes, yes.
And sprinter.
All right, cover
the
me,
the fries were phenomenal.
Okay.
DT did say that. He said the burgers were eh, and the burgers were eh.
But.
He did not tell me what the hell I was going to be paying. I almost had to auction off some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
What place? Where did you end up going? Where did
Five
you end up
Guys.
Going?
I went to the Five Guys in Scottsdale.
Okay.
I walk in. I say, hey, this is my first time. I'm a virgin at this.
You do realize that even though you went to a Five Guys, it doesn't make a difference that it was in Scottsdale.
It doesn't.
You said it like it's some type of prestigious fat guy. Five Guys.
That's true.
I'm actually saying the opposite. I think they probably upped their prices in Scottsdale.
Yeah, the taxes in Scottsdale is way higher.
The only difference between a Scottsdale Five Guys and a Phoenix Five Guys is maybe one extra table.
No, no.
There ain't nothing special.
The Five Guys are black and the girl is willing.
Yes. That's true, too. Also, the bathroom's clean.
Oh, yeah.
That, too.
Yeah.
And they don't have random crack babies crying on the floor.
Oh, that's not a standard for Five Guys?
Nah.
I always order the crying crack baby on the side.
Oh, damn. How does it come?
Well, how does it come?
How does it come? It comes out black.
It's supposed to be white. Well done.
But it can't come through the
White, well done. He did it again. Where's my pen?
Don't worry, I'm writing it down. Scissors around
thank
here.
You, please. Hey, please and thank you.
Oh, but anyway.
Please.
I go in.
Please.
I say, hey, this is my first time here. I'm not sure what you
That was
have.
Your first mistake.
Yes.
When you said this was my first time here, do you realize what that translates to in Scottsdale language?
We're going to make you order everything
that means
on the
you
menu.
About to order, you overpay.
Yeah, but the guy didn't do that. He was really cool. He's like,
no, that was the sale pitch.
He was happy to see a black person in there. Was he a black guy? No, he was a white guy.
Oh, okay.
Young I was about kid. To say,
don't, mind you.
Blacks don't work in Scottsdale.
Nobody's in this. No.
Do blacks work?
DA?
Hey, can y'all get back to the topic?
A couple of us work.
Yeah. No, we don't work.
Yeah. We sit at home and collect food stamps all day, play Y2K, and watch our girlfriends go to work.
It's not food stamps anymore. It's a WIC card. I learned that. I was on the Urban Dictionary earlier today. WIC card.
No, it's actually EBT.
Yeah, oh,
it's EBT.
The WIC card is only used for child support.
Oh.
That's the child stuff. That's how you can only get certain things.
Speaking of food stamps. Did you know WIC was invented by Crips? Woman, Infant, Child. It was a community program that they created in L.A. to help single mothers.
For Black Panthers, it was.
Black Panthers, yes,
Black
sir.
Black Panthers was created.
But Crips are a subsidiary of Black Panthers.
Oh, breaking news.
I didn't know that. You talking about Tookie and all them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tookie Williams, bro. He got murdered.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's kind of messed up.
He figured out the gate eventually. So what happened when you went to Five Guys? Because
Tookie did not get murdered.
Anyway.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Yes, he did. The government murdered his butt when he was in jail. They call it death penalty. I call it murder.
Got it.
Boom. Yeah. Edumacated.
Touche.
Mic drop.
And actually, the way you put that, I sound stupid. Because that's like revolutionary.
They did, yeah.
The government did murder him.
Yeah,
they murdered
him. He was reformed. He was writing children's books.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they murdered him.
They did.
I apologize, D.T.
They really did.
That's the first time you were not wrong today.
All right.
Five Guys.
Next time, mute the TV.
Get the iPad.
Oh, it's still your fault. Yeah, nothing to do with it.
I was throwing them, hey, I was throwing up my crip signs. Let's go. That's ignorant.
Bag on a piss.
So what did you end up getting?
So just a cheeseburger.
Okay, well, that was great.
And well, $6. No, and some fries and a drink.
$11.
Two bags of fries?
Just one bag. One bag.
That's $14.
No. $16.17 to be exact.
With tax.
Is that Scottsdale tax? I'm telling you.
Said, what?
They charge you for the bag. They charge you for the cup. They charge you for the tinfoil. And then they charge you for the ice that went inside the cup.
And then they charge
and they
you
almost
for
charge
black.
You for your intestines.
And I didn't get all that extra stuff. You know how you could add all that to your intestines? You know, I felt like giving a damn intestine. I didn't add all that stuff. I didn't add all this. You got it. You know how you get all the add-ons?
Oh, yeah.
Granted, the fries were good, but the burger was eh.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to tell you something.
Got me.
I go to Five Guys in South Phoenix.
Talk to me.
And I order the double bacon cheeseburger with a large Cajun fry.
Okay.
With, and I get it all the way. So that's all the extra toppings.
Uh-huh. It goes all the way.
With fresh jalapenos.
Mm. Okay.
Want to know how much I pay for my meal every
pay?
Single time?
What'd you pay?
$11.93.
$3.74.
$12.25.
Mm. But you forgot the drink. You didn't say nothing about the
you're
drink.
You're right. I don't get the drink because I sip water. I don't trust them South Phoenix people to put anything in my drink, especially since Lolo's Kool-Aid machine is always broke.
Oh, why is it always broken?
I don't know. My hands look fine to me.
You know why they broke? Because they go to Five Guys. Never again will I ever go there. Oh, that's one for French fries.
But it's like Zen Burger.
It was expensive.
Yeah.
In-N-Out Burger is way better in my personal opinion.
You think it's better because of price?
No. It's good. Their burgers are freaking phenomenal.
Best burgers? Freddy's.
No.
I've never been there before.
I would have to say Freddy's is they have mastered the ability of charring that burger meat. I mean, it's a thin patty.
Yeah.
And you get that beautiful char off that hot grill.
It's
and
a
it's
steak
still
burger.
Flavorful and it's still juicy. But the only thing I don't like about Freddy's is the shoestring fries.
I didn't say fries. We wasn't talking about fries.
You just thought the burger.
Give me a Freddy burger and some Five Guy fries.
Oh.
And then
the Five Guy fries, I can say
an
that.
An animal style from In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And they pink lemonade. I trust In-N-Out to make my lemonade because that's all they do.
Yes, sir.
Like, they pay that little booger picker $15 an hour just to make lemonade. And
booger
I'm okay with
picker.
Booger picker.
You booger picker making your lemonade.
I like you want to write that one down too?
No.
No love.
So the burger, Freddy's burger is better than not Five Guys. Yeah, it's better than Five Guys, but better than In-N-Out.
I would say so.
I wouldn't say so.
That's my personal opinion.
I think Culver's has a better burger than
Freddy's.
Culver's.
I'm like, okay, I forgot all about Culver's.
Yeah, don't forget
and
about
they
Culver's.
Got the cheese curds.
Mm. So Culver's tops all. You say?
Nah, I'm gonna
look at the price. But tell me the prices when you guys tell me because I couldn't say.
Hey, no, dog. We can't tell you the price.
Culver's is going to hit you a little bit more than.
I couldn't be black and be like, hey.
You paying for everything in Culver's.
Yeah. I put a little something on it. I had to pay that. I was like, God dang. I'd just be by myself.
I'm just saying.
Imagine if I'd have brought the family with me.
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. No, if you
make bring payments till Christmas.
You might as well go ahead and take out a second mortgage on your house if you bring the family to Five Guys. Like, there's no reason. But you might as well put a second mortgage on them, two extra mortgages onto your house if you're going to Culver's with the family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You pay for everything.
Yeah,
you,
the it is.
They charge you a $10 walk-in tax. The moment you walk in.
You can look at the menus. Just look at the menu. No cap.
They don't play. And there's only four Culver's around. All right, you got one in Goodyear, you got one in Glendale, you got two in Scottsdale. Guess how many you got in South Phoenix?
Boy.
Not a damn one.
But wait, what did you count the one that's up in Deer Valley?
You know what? They got five locations.
maybe six because they got one in Avondale also. It's right there by my house.
You
right
have this.
That's the one. That's the one we call Goodyear.
Oh, okay.
It's on the way. That's
true.
That's the one.
We keep it again.
We keep counting. Five Guys. Did I tell you? About
we got five Guys. Okay.
Did I tell you about how it's spring and the bugs are out?
No, I don't think that.
The damn bugs are out though.
Hey, take them bugs to Culver's. They're gonna be fat and they ain't gonna mess with you no more.
Has a mosquito ever bit you on your crack?
Not on my crack, because my crack isn't normally exposed, DA.
Yeah, like black.
But I am. I honestly, you know, you can do like those 23andMe DNA studies where they actually tell you if you're more prone to be bitten by mosquitoes and bugs.
No way.
Did you break that totally went somewhere. I was like,
what?
What are you thinking?
I thought he was going to say, but you know, they got these 23andMe's, and it turns out the reason why I get bit so much is because I'm part mosquito. They just want to go home.
Dude, I swear that like a freaking like bug memo went out before spring that says, hey, look for Corey, eat his flesh.
Yeah, they like honey.
And let me ask you this question.
I get tore up by bees.
Does when you put candles outside your doors, does that keep the mosquitoes away or leaving them by the door?
Okay, now there is a difference in the type of candle that you saw outside of my house. Are you referring to the one that you saw outside my house?
Yeah.
The one you saw outside my house is actually an off candle. It's a candle that's specifically made to deter bugs.
And what it works by off is like when it's on, it actually turns off.
Oh, look, since you're black, you probably don't get it. You know how Nike has those off whites? This is an off candle.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So is the Hublot
Okay, literally, I'm gonna break this down for you. No Waka Waka. Okay, you can find these at any grocery store. You can find them at Target.
I got mine
off
from
of Amazon.
Target, and you can get it off of Amazon. All right. So the candle brand is called Off. And they're the people who make that bug spray.
Oh, the spray. Yeah, I got you.
So okay. they have these candles, these off candles, that give out the same kind of protection.
As it would when you spray the repellent on
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I got you.
So that you can burn it. And you can use them like if you're going out for a cookout, because black people don't say picnic. All right.
Nah, it has racial undertones.
Exactly. When you go out to a cookout, you put them on your table and everything. Yes, they do have racial undertones. Did you not know that?
Keep going.
Of course, okay. Did not know that.
Oh, he's
he
right.
Was probably with them when they made up the. I know. That's a good idea.
Do they keep away scorpions?
I was just watching Django, and I saw what's that dude's name? Samuel Jackson. I was like, oh, Corey. Oh, Corey is in
Corey.
This movie.
Corey is, and that is Samuel is Corey. All right. Yeah. So you put this on the table, and go ahead and keep all the buggies away from you. All right. Back to you, Corey.
Now, what I wish I had was one of those off candles in my car. When a bee flew in while I was driving.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that story. Oh,
No. This happened again this past weekend.
Again?
Oh, no. Again. There was an accident. I don't remember where I was, but there was an accident which caused traffic. Mm. And what I didn't realize is that I normally only roll my windows down while I'm moving because it lessens the chances of something flying in.
True.
So this time, because it was an accident, I was slowing down on the throughway. And I guess it flew in then. And then, of course, out of my peripheral vision, that's off to the side, little D.
Okay.
I saw something move that wasn't human in the car. And I'm like, oh, no, please don't let me get a fly.
That's it a ghost?
The first thing I thought was a fly. I thought it was one of the big, huge horse flies because I was driving through horse country.
See, every time something moved in my peripheral, I'm like, Casper? Jesus.
No. My assistant? It was a bee.
Okay.
And I almost wrecked my car. I was like trying. I had no turn off streets or anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming to a stop because of this accident that was happening at the light that I was approaching. I had no turn off, no nothing. I didn't know what I was going to do. Luckily, thank baby Jesus that I rolled the window down and it just flew out.
You know, it's more scared of baby. You. Than you are of it.
It's not a spider.
I'm allergic to bees, though, DA. If I get stung by a bee, this becomes Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Lil D.
Yep.
And you know, and you I just told that. The Wait, whole world your kryptonite.
I got. He,
oh,
I
you get a. Hey, I'm telling. I'll share my kryptonite. You put a bee.
Diet.
You put a bee. You son of a monkey. You put a bee in the room. Or you put a cricket in
you
the
say
room.
Diet? literally just hit me right now.
You put a bee in the room. You put a cricket in the room. I'm out.
Now, we're gonna see you run.
You put lettuce in the room.
I'm in.
You put vegetables in the room.
That's how we're gonna get. That's how we gonna get Corey skinny. Get a cricket on a stick and just chase him.
imagine that. Could you imagine that?
You just popped in the new Corey workout plan. And fat guys, if you follow this, you can at least lose 10 pounds.
I can't stand none of y'all today.
We should record that and put it on the show.
Like, that would be a good commercial.
This is a show.
Yeah, put it on the show.
We got a show.
Commercial breaks. No, put it on this show. You can
stop. I thought we were just in here talking to each other.
I kick all y'all asses.
You just said you popped in the Corey workout plan. And fat guys.
I got
double time. We got a cricket and a bee.
Nobody want a little fat ass.
I would run. I would run. I would definitely
at least he
tried
to. He would try.
Oh, man.
No, I would run. I'm not getting stung by a bee. I don't want to catch the death, and I hate crickets.
Do you carry the
or one of those big black June bug bees?
And I don't need to get racist.
When I was cutting the backyard of my house, yep. One of them suckers flew down to come down and say hello. I'm glad I had a mask on because I screamed like a girl. I ain't even gonna lie.
You just say hello.
I scream like a girl. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. We're gonna take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, it is Instagram follower post of the week. Oh, no, it's not. It's something else.
It is.
More fun and more thrills right after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All over the place.
Where are you?
I'm busy.
My computer sucks. It's old, it's slow. I can't use this for school.
Go get my laptop and go to mcrcomputermasters.com.
The guys that put all new computers in Studio G?
Yep. They do computer repair, computer sales, computer backup, and home and office networking. And they'll come to us.
I'm going to go get your laptop now, because if I stand in this hallway any longer, MCR computers will need to replace me. God, it stinks. Don't crawl up your ass and die.
MCR Computer Masters. Visit mcrcomputermasters.com and discover a way to upgrade, repair, or replace your computer. Servicing PCs and Macs. MCR Computer Masters. mcrcomputermasters.com.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Eat the salted peanuts out of cake.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by, oh yeah, Afterburn. Oh boy. Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen, if these four shows a month, this month three, ain't enough for you, there's a whole nother show. A whole nother level.
What?
Of show.
I'm on a new level.
Hey. Afterburn, uncensored, commercial free, and there ain't no rules. And oh my gosh, on the upcoming Afterburn episode for April, we take a deep dive into Leaving Neverland. The Michael Jackson story, and it was a very spirited debate.
They're ignorant.
You wanna subscribe now? Get your subscription now, ladies and gentlemen. For less than a cup of coffee, you can have a fifth additional show every month of Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn. It's our bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Do it now and tell a friend.
Do it good.
Not to give too much Afterburn, but I was surprised on your take on it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was surprised on your stance.
On the last one?
No, on the Afterburn. Well, yeah. While leaving Netherlands.
Not to give too much on Afterburn. I'm surprised you showed up, DA.
Why? I show up to everything. I've never been.
Do you though?
When do I not show up?
The last one.
I've been to every Afterburn.
You have not. We had one yesterday. Where were you?
We did not.
That was at your doctor's office.
Hold on. Freeze. When I say show up, what I mean is, yes, you were there physically, but you add nothing to the conversation. Ever.
I think that was you, actually.
For the record, I disagreed, DA.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Wait, who?
See, he agrees with you.
He disagrees with you.
No, he disagrees with the fact that you showed up to Afterburn.
He says, and for the record, I disagree.
Yeah, he's saying that he disagrees that you even showed up. So he's disagreeing to the fact that you added something to the conversation.
Disagree to disagree.
Yeah, I disagree to disagree.
Can we all be friends?
Can we? That ain't even a damn song. I'm trying to make up a song.
Why can't you, we be friends?
You got
Why
what I need.
Hey, we singing two but different
you
songs. Say,
you know how we do it.
Host.
We supposed to get three. Oh, yeah, you're right. Go back to yours. What was it?
Friends.
Why can't we
How
be
many
friends?
Of us have them? Friends.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub in the gotta can't get no love from me.
But he can take this set, hit it in the back of his Cadillac.
Chasing waterfalls.
Something about the name Jesus. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. Hey, I want to feel the heat with somebody.
This is what happens when
Did
I
Did you say you want to feel the beats with somebody?
I want to put my feet on somebody. You heard?
What does the fox say?
How?
Corey knew.
That sounds like a typewriter. That sounds like the new room.
Dave, hey, I bet you kids today wouldn't even know what the hell a typewriter was if you showed it to them.
No, they'll be like, what kind of computer? Where's the screen?
Where do I keep my hard drive?
My kid doesn't even know what a payphone is.
You don't even know what an iPod is.
You know what? I remember one time I had to go find a payphone, and I literally had to, like, scour South Phoenix.
Why were you looking for a payphone?
Because my phone was broke, mm-hmm. and I needed to contact someone. And luckily, I remembered this person's number because I didn't become a slave to my phone and just keep it to auto dial.
Now, the interesting thing
is
that we were talking about music and songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think DA will be proud of me, mm-hmm. but then also disappointed in me about a song that I just recently discovered that came out in 2014. And the only reason why I discovered it is because I was watching The Voice and someone did a rendition of it.
I know who you're talking about.
And then I was also taking it. I was got caught up in the YouTube vortex where I was like kept clicking on
different
next
songs.
Video, yeah. next video, next video. And I was watching like emotional reactions of auditions that made judges cry.
Okay.
DA, I'm sorry. You won't even guess what song I've discovered. You'll be proud of me because of who performs the song, mm-hmm. but you might be disappointed in me on how long it took me to recognize the song.
It's a Beyonce song.
No.
It's not a Beyonce song.
Is it a male?
Yep.
It is a male.
Frank
Ocean. I know who it is. Nope.
It's not a Frank. Little D, damn it.
You close, though. So.
He's over here like E-40.
Yep.
No. Nope. You know what's the crazy part? As I'm a DJ and we did a party together and I played this person and he just...
You did not play this
I
person.
I promise you I did.
Okay.
I can tell you exactly who you're talking about. Okay. I played it at Jackson, a gig that we did together.
Who?
I even sang over
Who is it?
You're talking about T-Pain.
I am not talking about T-Pain, you boob. So sit there, shut up, and let me run the show.
Let him run the show.
No, he told you. He told you, D.A.
D.A.
He told you, D.A. You can't keep your mouth in your pants.
Audio one.
I would have never guessed T-Pain because T-Pain did not come out with anything in 2014.
Not keep your mouth in your pants.
2014. Now, I may be off by the year it came out, but I'm sure it's around 2013, 2014. Mm-hmm. The music video dropped in 2014, so I would imagine that it was around the same time the song.
Usually
R. Kelly.
But this song clearly is old, but it really just rang poignant for me this week.
Do you have the audio?
R. Kelly.
I do have
okay,
the audio.
So let's see if I even know it.
It's R. Kelly.
All right, here we go. We're gonna see if we can play this without the YouTube commercial because I'm playing this from YouTube. Let's see here. YouTube, of course, is spinning, like not working like everything else in the studio today.
I mean, something's going on. It's the Us movie.
I gotta check that movie out. I heard about it.
It's
Corey's playlist never works.
Right, go ahead and mute that channel because then again Corey's we're playlist. Trying the Corey playlist thing. So give me a second here. Let me see if I can pull it back up.
Corey is such a father when it comes to technology. I've noticed. Like,
okay,
is that a good thing?
I got it.
All right.
How am I a father? Just real quick.
For one, you have a child.
Yes.
And
how am I a father to technology though?
Because you look at stuff like.
All right, DA.
You said before the show you need bifocals.
I do need bifocals.
Okay, so.
All right,
wait,
so,
what do you need them for? Think about it.
Here's the song Bring His Level Down. He's yelling. Here we go.
Oh, shoot, my bad, yo.
Do you recognize it?
Not yet. Oh, wait. No.
No, not yet. Nothing?
Mm-mm.
I like some Stevie Wonder.
No, it's not Stevie Wonder.
In 2000.
You know what it is, DT?
I know.
No.
I don't think, if DT's
not.
Nobody's
heard this.
Yeah.
Just off the
rain. Oh, Jussie Smollett from.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Falls upon your skin.
Listen, nope. Just a little bit. Since we're off live, we're not going to get.
It's closer than my hands have been.
Hey, Frank Ocean?
Nope, no. Not Frank Ocean. Well,
quit guessing so I can hear it.
Jealous of the rain.
Give it a little level.
I'm jealous.
Well, that's going to do it.
That ripples through your clothes.
No,
it's
nothing.
Closer than your shadow.
Nothing.
Really, T.A.? You're not familiar with this?
Oh, I'm jealous.
John Legend.
Actually, I do. I've heard this song.
Okay.
It is John Legend, isn't it?
It's not John Legend.
It sounds like
John. Oh, wait, here's the best part.
Best of all this world could give.
All right, never mind. All right. It's not John Legend. It's like in the style of, it sounds like something John Legend would do.
Yeah.
I thought you would be all over this.
Look, my wife has played this song, and when I was listening to it, I was like, this dude is jealous as hell because he's talking about all these things he's jealous of. And yeah. I was like, this man jealous of the wind.
No. This is Labyrinth. His name is Labyrinth.
Oh, I
heard
that.
He's an English artist. I didn't realize that. Mm-mm. But this song got me on a couple of renditions because the reason why he wrote this song is that he wrote this song about his father leaving him and his family when he was 5.
Oh, and here you thought he's talking about
so
jealousy.
He's talking about he's jealous of the fact that his dad is now living another life without him. He wrote this song.
Yeah, you always doing something on the show. It ain't you no more.
His level down again. He keeps yelling.
Oh, my bad, yo.
That's because he's grabbing his mic like it's his balls.
I can see the emotion in your eyes just listening to this right now.
It got me.
You feel some type of way about this song?
Well, no. The reason why is because he wrote the song about it being his father leaving his family.
Uh-huh.
Another guy performed on the X Factor a couple years ago, and he performed it in a way that was a tribute to his best friend passing away. And then another person performed it again, and they twisted it with another meaning that someone who actually like left them, like a girlfriend broke up with them and they missed them. So what makes this so amazing to me is that this is a song that can be really pointed in so many different directions and have different meanings from what the original meaning was.
Yeah, but not the friend passing away, though, because there's no wind underground unless you get cremated and then you just release them to the
world. But it's the whole idea that the reason why he said that it meant that to him is because he's jealous that his friend is now in a better place in heaven and he's not with him.
See, when I hear the song, I think about like the time where I had to give my dog up because of my allergies, and I gave him to my best friend. So now I'm jealous that my dog's playing catch and whatnot with my best friend.
I can't have a serious moment.
Well, I'm being serious.
Well, you ain't never had no dog.
Yes, I did.
You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Yes, I did. I walked around him. He owed me $50. He hit me in the chest. I thought I owed you some money.
Well, when I think of the song, I think of it as like an integer and a simile and a melody.
You say an integer?
So it takes me back to when it's like a time that's compressed and we have two pencils.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. What's happening right now? Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen.
He said integer.
He said something. I don't know what he's talking about.
Do you know what an integer is?
Yeah. That's something to do with math, actually.
Oh, boy. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a smart dude.
Right. All right, little D.
I'm a smart dude. I act stupid, but I'm a smart dude.
You're right, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody.
It's time for Pick Your Poison.
It's that time of season.
All right. Pre-warning. Time to put the kids away.
Yeah. Yep. Lock up the puppies. Y'all know how this game go. It's been a while, but I only got 8 this time, you guys.
Yeah, because this guy be quick.
Yeah, only that's good 8.
All right, so you know how this go. We ain't got to get into it. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, I'm an idiot. who's going first? We going from DT, or are we going to be going from DA to around?
Yes.
We going to do our break first?
Yeah, let's take a quick break right here.
Get warmed up. Put the kids away, everybody.
All right. I can't stand him. I can't do this with him today.
He said integer.
There's too much freaky stuff going on in the studio.
Yes,
today.
It is.
All
yes,
right.
G14, does it?
G14 classified information, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll take a quick break right after this. Why can't we be friends? A subliminal message there, ladies and gentlemen.
Fat Guy Radio Show, this is Corey. Mama Clump?
Well, hello.
How can I help you?
I'm surprised that you answering your phones for your own show. That's just fabulous, just absolutely fabulous. But I'm having some problems and I need some help.
What problems, Mama Clump?
I'm trying to set up Mama on Spotify to hear your show. Because y'all are on Spotify now. I went to fatguyradioshow.com, clicked the Spotify banner, and it worked. Then Mama got a hold of her phone and she done something and it went away.
She broke my damn phone. I didn't do nothing. I was listening to the show just fine.
Mama, don't be so rude. I'm on the phone.
Don't be putting us all on me. You screwed up. Just look at Sherman. The man needs is more than slim fast. He needs slim mock speed.
Mama!
Family feud aside, what I think
Family
you should...
Family feud? Do you know Steve Harvey? I sure do love me some Steve Harvey. He ain't no Mike Douglas, but he do. Ask Corey if he knows Steve Harvey.
Mama, I didn't call this man for that.
Maybe if you try...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I love y'all show on Spotify. It's just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Here, Mama, now don't mess it up.
Shut the hell up.
Mom, Fat Guy Radio shows on Spotify, and it's just the right cost. Free. Oh, it's just so fabulous. Oh, God. Corey, I'm going to tell everybody to add you to their favorites, baby. But I got to go. I got some cornbread in the oven and the collard greens that need some fat back.
I ain't telling nobody about this damn show.
Thanks for calling.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. Oh, my goodness. Do we have to get back to it now?
Got to get back to it.
We already in it.
We got to get back to it. Pick your poison.
Which yours truly.
Your name is Little D, not yours truly.
True.
All right, when the beat truly. Drops, you go. He's waiting. Good boy.
Oh, God, that was coming out. Oh, here we go. Yes. I couldn't hold it in long.
He's such a boob.
All right.
Quickly, we're at the end of the show.
Quickly.
He said he couldn't hold it in long. It ain't the first time he said that.
D-Tay. I've already...
Oh, D-Tay is going for you first.
I mean, sorry, D-A. I'm going D-A, D-Tay, Corey Blaze.
Okay.
So I didn't even get to pick. He just picked it. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to do it again?
No. Just read it.
Oh. I'm going to start light. D-A.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every night for the rest of your life?
Uh-huh.
Or join in just once to stop it?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The third one.
There's no third. One or the other.
See, the thing is, when you say join in, it doesn't say specifics. I can just hold the camera and
listen,
turn away.
No, listen.
No.
See,
listen.
See, D.A., you mess yourself up. You give, like, these reasons.
Yeah.
Like, there's loopholes in the thing being said, and you tell, hey, you didn't think this all the way through, Little D, so I'm going to exploit it, and then you're going to make it to where you can't make that loophole. Just say, second one, and this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, second one, and what I'm going to do is join in by recording it and not looking, and then dropping the phone and giving it to them.
Nah, because it says, would you rather watch your parents have sex every night?
Mm-hmm.
Or the rest of your life, or join in once to stop it. Joining in means you got to join in to have sex with him as a threesome.
Okay.
Would you?
So the second one is to join in once
join in
to
have
stop
sex.
It.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna join in and stop it.
No, join in to stop it.
So no, I'm gonna join in and stop it.
Okay, cool. So you're gonna have sex with him?
No. I'm going to join in.
He wrote that one backwards.
And stop it.
All right. D-A.
Why you got to pick him apart like D-T- that? He's completed.
I'm a lawyer.
God damn. No, D-T's
put
the lawyer.
The system on trial.
Son of a bitch. I ain't ever do this again.
Yeah. I win.
All right.
D-T.
Yeah.
Don't give me no D-A answer either. just a D answer, okay? Would you rather have explosive diarrhea for the rest of your life or eat a bowl, a big bowl of poop once?
Wait, what was that? Give that to me one more time.
Would you rather have explosive diarrhea for the rest of your life or eat a big ball of poop just once?
Oh, wow. Those are some options.
All right.
Your, one, two, three, bat!
Pick your poison.
One, two, three, four, bat! I'll eat the poop.
Oh!
And this is logic.
Okay.
My butt will be on fire, hurting every single day for the rest of my life, or like I can just... deal with it one time and get it over with and not ever have to. No one's going to know except for you guys because I told you. But other than that, like, I'm eating in the privacy of my own home. I'm putting some chips on it. Poopios. Like, it's all good.
Poopios.
You gotta FaceTime me when you do it, too.
I got you.
Thank you.
Actually, I'll let you be the one who poops into the bowl because I know it's going to be that good, nutritious poop.
Oh, God.
Corn.
Wow. Oh, my God. I did not expect that.
No cheese.
Hey, you said little D answer.
Yeah, I did.
All right, Lil D, what you got for
place.
Me?
Yes, Lil D answer.
That's me.
Would you rather have a permanent clown face or have to wear permanent clown clothes?
Wow. You see, my questions always involve having sex with one of my family members.
Hold on.
Y'all questions always have to do.
Corey got the, hey, little kid, would you rather have candy all the time or would you rather have someone give you candy only all two of the times?
That question was, would you rather look like Corey or dress like Corey?
I have to keep something light. Would you rather have...
A permanent clown face,
or have to wear permanent clown clothes?
I'd rather have sex with DA's parents.
Good answer.
Wait, hold on.
Would I have the clown face while I eat the poop?
We have one for you, Lil D.
Ooh.
Oh, holla.
Remember we had the listener submitted Pick Your Poison?
I'm going to loop the whole the hell out of this.
I done found one.
I'm going to loop the whole the hell
Little
out
of this. Lil D.
Yo.
Would you rather have your daughter's head bashed in by your truck or have your right testicle chewed on by a toothless gay guy while being filmed?
That was easy.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm letting my testicle get chewed on by a gay guy all
it's
day.
It's the cancer
baby.
One, right?
Yes, the cancer one at that.
The cancer ball.
By the way, I just got a message saying that they're just hearing the same thing over and over. They're trying to tune in.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because we shut it down.
Yeah,
oh, so keep going.
Yeah, there's no tuning.
Yeah.
DA.
Who am I having sex with today?
DA.
Me.
Would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper or use hot sauce for eye drops?
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with the sandpaper for toilet paper. Because some of my boo-boos does get stuck in the hairs.
Oh, okay.
So the sandpaper.
Okay.
What? Oh. You don't shave your butt, bro?
Nah.
Okay.
That's a thing?
You shave your butt?
No.
Like a razor?
No.
Dude, it's called wax. That is not safe.
It's called magic shave.
There you go. He's just throw all the money out the window. He leaves nothing for afterburn.
No one even knew that was on afterburn.
Which, if I did wipe with the sandpaper, it would cause an afterburn.
I see what you did with that.
I see what you did with that.
That's why we hired
one
you.
One more. Keep going. We're almost out of time.
DT.
Yeah.
Would you rather have?
He's so don't be defeated.
Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers? Or have fingers as long as your legs.
What? Hey, hold on a minute. You wrote this crap on the way in, didn't you?
I think he wrote it sitting down.
I wrote him in a car in the truck.
All right.
You see this on the back.
You have 4 weeks to prepare this. And this is what you come up with.
My validation. No, really, true stuff. Don't look at it. Think
all right.
About it.
So the question is, if I get this right, do I rather be a centipede or do I be a giraffe?
Yes.
Pretty much.
I'm taking a giraffe.
Yeah.
Because then I can kick you with all 10 of my fingers.
Because you have little fingers.
You said fingers as long as your legs.
I'm kicking you with all 10 of my legs.
I'm going to go with the fact that he didn't think this through. What's next?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Check this one out, though, buddy.
Okay.
And that'd be a big hand.
Would you, Corey?
Yes, little D.
Would you rather have pubic hair for teeth or have teeth for pubic hair?
Wait, what?
Isn't that a movie called Teeth?
That is.
It's a movie called Teeth.
The girl has teeth in her place.
Yeah. in the vajayjay.
In the vajayj. And then every time someone sticks something in the vajayj, it gets bitten. Like, she even puts a banana in there, and the banana gets chomped in half.
Except, what movie is this?
Except for the, called Teeth. Except for the one
she loved.
She loved.
And then it turned out that he was, like, being, like, not unkind to her or something like that. He, like, broke her heart.
Yeah.
And then he tried to do it again, and she let him enter. And then bit it off.
And what's so amazing is that the movie actually shows the member chomped off and laying like on a bedrock.
So were the teeth sideways, like adjacent to the lips?
Circle. Yep. I think it was a circle inside.
Because they are lips down.
She had a troll inside.
Oh, it was an actual troll in there.
Yeah, you blew on the hair and made a wish. All right, Lil D, what do you have next?
I honestly feel like I got to throw up.
I got a little easy one for you, DA.
Is it my turn now?
Corey never answered.
Oh, what was my answer again?
Teeth for pubic hair?
Teeth for pubic hair. I would take teeth for pubic hair. No one ever goes down there, so no one would ever know that I'm brushing.
So you can eat more.
Ooh, yeah, you could. You're right. You could eat more.
I could eat more. Thank you,
DA. I got a little simple, not a sex one for you.
Fattest guy radio show.
Would you rather S bricks or puke slugs?
Puke slugs. That way, if I'm hungry, I'll never go hungry. Because if I puke in slugs,
can I answer that question?
Just eat them up.
Okay. I rather S bricks, because then I could use those bricks to build a house.
Ooh, he has a point.
Oh.
Or he could sell it to the Mexicans.
Boom. Money maker.
Last one.
Can I change my answer to S bricks?
No one's buying slugs.
True. I changed my answer to S bricks.
Last one. Detail.
Yeah.
Would you rather lick butter from a homeless person's toes or have sex with a wild gorilla?
This is the worst one of the whole one.
It's the gorilla.
If he says gorilla, that means I have a chin.
Yep. It's the gorilla.
Homeless person toes.
And that is Pick Your Poison.
Are you telling me there's a chance?
You're telling me there's a chance. All right. DA, you will be surprised at what I learned at the end of the show here. What I learned about elephants.
What'd you learn about it? What'd you learn about yourself?
It's not me. I'm not an elephant a-hole.
Yet.
I'm not an elephant yet either.
You keep eating
fast action turmoil.
Pubic hair teeth. You gonna be.
Pubic hair teeth. I was watching a Discovery Channel, Naked and Afraid. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Naked and Afraid.
Is that the one where they naked and afraid?
No, this episode, they was afraid while they was naked.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing. It was an episode where there was two couples, mm-hmm. two girls, and two men's.
Oh, yes. I see where this is going.
It's not two girls, one cup. It's two girls, two men.
It's not two guys, one horse. It's two girls, two men.
Two guys and one horse. Would it be two girls and one horse?
In the African... No, read the other side of the coin. In the African desert, DA, it was in the African desert. You know...
Quit clicking, man.
All right, so they were in the African desert. Did you know that elephants hear? Did you know how elephants hear?
With their balls.
No, they don't hear with their balls.
Don't they have them big old Dumbo ears?
They do have big Dumbo ears, which is another Disney remake coming out next
week. It's the trunk that makes them hear.
The trunk? No.
Yes.
Not.
Now the trunk is like their nose and their pickup hands.
And their feet and their toe and their
don't tell me it's the eyes.
Elephants hear through their feet.
What? Yeah.
The seismic pressure.
They hear through their feet. My mind was blown. I had no idea that elephants hear through their feet.
So what's the point of their ears?
Oh, that's the swat the flies.
I don't know. Aerodynamicy?
It really is. The swat the flies.
I got questions
for God. To keep the flies out of their eyes and whatnot.
I would have... Dude, did you know that elephants hear with their feet?
I did not know that.
Seismic pressure and seismic waves through the ground, and they actually vibrate through their feet to communicate to the herd.
What? That's why you always see elephants stomping like, boom, there goes the water hoe.
Do they hit the microphone in the process?
Yeah, they do.
Hey,
it's called a trunk. So, the water hoe.
Hey, Hey, what a hole for a fire pass. Here I go. Little D on the microphone. One more again. So I was walking down the street and I saw this girl. She said, hey, can I get a ride? I said, where you going? So she jumped in and she put her legs up on my dash. Then she spread them. I said, hey, I don't want no STD, HIV, but I hit it. That's why I got a ball on the side of my nuts.
That, all right. That's
Jesus. He said, I'm going to go ahead and freestyle and talk about my sex life and make everyone really uncomfortable because I'm Little D and that's just what I do.
I don't know where we are on the show. Is the show we done?
Yeah, now he is.
Okay. Little D, you just made that wrap up like an attack on Jussie Smollett. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we got for you today. My apologies. We just got to get out of here. I got it in somehow.
Jussie Smollett. I see what you did there.
I tried. The new Kenan and Wayans pill movie. Us. Are you going to see it? Have you seen it?
I already seen it. I've been talking about it all show.
I ain't been listening. I don't be listening to you.
I know.
It's black.
Tell, as we could tell.
The funny thing is that it's a black movie, and I want to go see it, and I thought I was going to get you earlier with the Labyrinth thing, because Labyrinth is a black guy.
That's a black guy from England?
That's a black... That's
but
a,
there are black people in England? England?
There was a black dude in England.
Mm. They got black people eating fish and chips.
And he's jealous.
he's jealous.
Listen, the wind. Hey, I'm putting that jealous song in the column of songs to play when you want a good cry.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon's 4K Fire TV. Click the banner on fatguyradioshow.com and remember to do all your Amazon shopping through fatguyradioshow.com.
There it is.
It's distracting when I gotta direct the show at the same time. All right, drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. Shut the hell up! For Daniel Taylor.
That's me.
Doug the D.A. Andrew. And Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people...
Yep.
He's mad now because I made a comment about his level.
Oh, his level.
Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. I'm already in trouble, so should I just keep punching?
Keep punching.
You're good.
I want to see this.
No, I'm not going to keep punching. No, I'm not
do the skinny people again. I'll do the that's me.
No,
that's me.
No.
That's me.
Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply.
What are we going to say?
They'll make you mad.
Whatever title you wrote.
They'll make you laugh.
This is a one for the
white history. Well done.
Yeah. White well done.
They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you.
There you go, D-Tay.
And they might make you direct the levels while they're doing this
you
show.
You call me D-Tay 27 times.
This is a show for the history books, I tell you. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. But you won't know until you listen. Join us next week where I'll be on somebody else's show. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Sorry, Justin Bieber.
Hey, before you go, I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.